Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. We all need to have an attitude of gratitude. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, in thinking about what the Bible has to say about giving thanks and being thankful, let's start with the Old Testament, since that lays a foundation for what we learn in the New Testament.
The first occurrence of thanksgiving in the Old Testament is in Leviticus chapter 7, where we read this in verses 11 and 12. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer to the Lord if he offers it for a thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is connected with the peace or fellowship offering, which symbolizes a person's desire for fellowship with the Lord. And that word thanksgiving occurs 25 times in the New King James Version, and 21 of those times it translates the Hebrew word todah. Todah is found many times in the Psalms. But the bottom line, Jimmy, is that the giving of thanks and the idea of praising the Lord are really inseparable, and they're both directly connected with worship. And so it would be impossible to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth apart from being thankful. You just can't worship if you don't have a thankful spirit.
Okay, now, David, that was the Old Testament foundation. Let's go to the New Testament.
Well, as you would expect, there's some carryover from the Old Testament, that's for sure, and it does lay the foundation, but there does seem to be a little bit of a shift, or at least a development. The word thanks in our English Bibles translates the word kaddish. Now, our listeners may recognize kaddish because that word is often translated as grace. So we use it even in English. And for those who may be familiar with the Roman Catholic Mass, not that we're supporting that in any way, but just to give an idea, the Eucharist is what we would call communion, but it's called Eucharist in Roman Catholicism. And although we understand communion very differently from Catholics, it's from the Greek word for thanks or thanksgiving. And maybe we could think of the Hebrew ideas focusing on the actions associated with being thankful, like offerings as well as praise and worship. And the Greek idea seems to focus on more on what we might call an attitude of gratitude. In other words, being grateful for what someone has done for us, especially thankfulness to God. And of course, that should lead to actions that flow from being thankful. So it should produce actions in how we go about our daily lives and how we treat others.
David James, with Bible in hand, giving us the details from the Old Testament and the New Testament on God's exhortation to be thankful. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. God's word is definite on the fact that we need to have an attitude of gratitude. I want you to notice, however, that unthankfulness is a sign of the end times, a time when the prophetic scenario of God's word will be played out. That's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...